give them cake first. We give them dessert, what they really want. We give them the sugar right up front. We do the whole album, and then we take a little break, and we come back, and we do, that's what you remember from back then. This is what I do now. And then we get a chance to do another hour and 15 of covers, stuff from Fingerprints, and the instrumental Grammy-winning record, and the last record CD, Thank You, Mr. Churchill. So we do, and some Humble Pie. So we get to really mix it up afterwards. It's like two different shows, basically, and it's very rewarding because everybody gets what they want out of it. We do, they do, and it's a happy evening.
So I know you're going to continue to tour, I guess, for the majority of the rest of the year.
Yes. And then we will probably do even a little bit more in the spring, and then I'm going to stop coming alive for a while.
Really?
Yes, I think I shall Frampton Powers down a little rather than coming alive. It's grueling work, this coming alive, you know? I mean, every night I have to pump it up and come alive, you know? So it's... you know, I can see the funny side of this and you know, why do Frampton Comes Alive at this time? Basically, because I don't think I'll be upright when it's time for the 50th. So we're doing it now. And I want to move on to other things. There's quite a few things that I would really like to do just for me. Being true to my craft, I think, you know, there's stuff like scoring a film. That's always been on my list. I'd love to do that. I'd love to just experiment in my studio for 6 months and do some stuff. It's time to look inwards again and come up with something fresh, something new, reinvent myself again, you know.
Are you creating new music as you travel and go from show to show in your downtime? Are you writing every day or are you just focusing on the tour?
I play guitar every day in my hotel room, but I wouldn't say I write every day. I come up with new pieces, new embryonic ideas, which I always record. I always have a little digital recorder with me, no longer the boombox. And used to be on cassette. Now it's on, I don't know what it's on. It's on something, and it just turns up in iTunes. So it's wonderful. So I'm always writing new little bits. And then when I get home, and I'm the sort of person that has to sit down and say, okay, I'm going to, for the next 3 weeks, I'm just going to concentrate on nothing else but writing and putting my new pieces of music together. And then I'll go downstairs, into the studio and start making some demos and stuff like that.
Peter Frampton on tour, his 35th anniversary tour of the record-breaking live album Frampton Comes Alive. He plays the EKU Center for the Arts in Richmond on Tuesday, October 4th at 7:30 p.m. Peter Frampton, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.